Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Pretty much done. I think they're going to have it done this year.
Gotcha. Just heard the repeater do its little call there. I don't really know how these repeaters work, but I don't think I've ever heard a repeater do that with whatever this one's doing right now. But, oh well.
Yeah, it depends on how it's configured, what type of ID they have, and it's just a CW ID on the repeater, that's all. Pretty normal. Probably ID at 210, I would guess, was his actual ID time, but, yeah, so I'm just about getting on 75 here, getting towards the end of 23.
QSL, actually starting to lose you a little bit here. Yeah, no, I didn't mean the beep beep noises, just the way it's, like, carrying the static for quite a while after, but yeah. Well, like I said, probably you might even start losing me here pretty soon.
I'm losing it. So we'll search up another repeater along the way. KADDD with KADRBA will be clear of the repeater after your final.
Roger. We'll try for another little bit here and probably maybe Flint or, one of the ones coming up here. So this is KADRWA with KADDD. This is KADRWA and I'll be final. Clear. Mobile.
KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KC8OZK.
What did you say the your call was? Say it slow for me once. Lose ya? KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, KC8OZK.
Is KC8OZK?
KC8OZK.
Near the second letter of your suffix you cut out that time. Prefix. KC8OZK, yes?
Correct.
One letter off from my dad's call sign.
What's his call?
AC80JK is his call.
Alright, so, did I hear KB800E? What's your call?
USL, you got it right. You got it right the first time out. Usually nobody gets it right the first time.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you, but I got to run into the store. So 73KC80ZK.
That was quick. I'll still be here. I gotta grab something to eat, so I quit shaking. KB80OE.
WAARD Mobile.
Boy, sure is quiet here tonight. Usually it's not this silence out there, and it's GYU.
It's GYU, this is K8 and ZTP, go ahead.
Oh, just comment how quiet it is here. None of the old-timers, I guess everyone's hibernating because of the rain, though.
Yeah, it's possible that the rain is kind of messing with people's radios. You come into my ear and kind of scratch you, but I can read you, over.
Okay, scratchy, huh? Where are you? I'm in Emily City.
I'm in Flint, Michigan. I'm hearing you on our 147.38 repeater.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about all them mixed repeaters and things switching off. This is just the channel that I'm on, and it's probably the only one I've ever really used other than sideband. So when somebody says, yeah, they're getting me in Marquette or something, and it's like, how in the heck did I get up there? They got all this, I got D-Star, I guess it is, but I have never figured out how to use it yet, so one of these days I'll get around to it, no hurry.
Yeah, you're linked in, I think, with the, I don't know what it's called, but there are a bunch of repeaters on the east side and west side of Michigan that are linked together, and most of the time people are talking to people from who knows where inside of Michigan.
Yeah, well, I'm not one for, you know, it's fine, I guess. I'm just not used to it. You know, I've been around a good long time, and I'm still under the old influence of the old ways. But I'm sure there's a need for this if you want to get long distance out of your radio. 4 watts, 5 watts is good for me if I can make it to our local repeater. I'm happy. We used to have a lot of fun on this repeater a long time ago, and then it just kind of dried up and everyone disappeared.
Well, maybe they're all on HF now. I'm just a technician, so I don't have much experience in HF. I don't have an HF rig yet. I'm still trying to get my UHF, VHF situated. Once again, this is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa, Patrick and Flint.
It's one button, Patrick. Sorry about that. It's a phone off on here. What was it again? K-E-8? What?
That's Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Echo Papa.
Okay. I had it marked down. Like you start drawing blanks. I'm there now, and you're in Flint, so it's doing a pretty good job. I'll probably bring it up, but if I presume you're vertical. Somebody else in there?
Hey, can you repeat your last? Because you came in pretty scratchy.
Yeah, I'm, I gotta see where my antenna's at. I know it's somewhere over in that direction. And now I gotta go the other way. Yeah, it's, I'm getting used to this antenna stuff here. Should be coming up there any time if it ain't already.
I was able to read you really well on that position, so wherever you're at, it seems to be pretty good.
Well, I'm about halfway between you and Port Huron. You're Flint. Port Huron's 50 miles east of me, and you're about 50 miles north or west of me. So I'm just about in the middle. Emily City is Mississippi, which is Van Dyke, if you're familiar with that area, just off of M69, about 10 miles north of 69.
if you're familiar with the area at all.
I'm not too familiar with that area, but I could look it up on maps and I see where you're at. I was just answering your call because you said there was nobody hardly on there. Most of the time, I'm monitoring our repeaters, and every once in a while, I'll hop in when people say if they're looking for somebody or not. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, no, I'm looking for no one in particular. It's just quiet, that's all. Unusually quiet. Vicky, one of the local girls here, she's usually on here. But I haven't heard her either. So there's quite a few people seem to be missing here. Not a biggie. I'm just BSing. I'm sitting in the basement here. I broke my back, so I can't do a whole lot now. I'm still in the recovery mode, I guess you would say. I got to do all these crazy exercises and stuff, and that bothers me more than when I broke my back. So far, they've got a 13-inch titanium rod in my spine, or on it, and 28 screws holding me together. So it's kind of, I can walk down the steps fairly easy, but getting back up is another problem. I got to go on all fours. Two legs of pushing and two hands of guiding me one step at a time, but I get it done. It works. I've just started coming down here recently. Anyway, Patrick, the name is Rick, R-I-C-K, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and I'm glad you broke in. At least I know my radio's working now, and that's always a plus. And I'll get out of here. I'm glad to see you answered a call. Just having someone answer this stuff is a lot of fun at times. And other times it can be a pain. I'm sitting here in front of lots and lots of radios, and I was just on 40 meters, and then I went to 80 meters. Now I'm down to 2.6 meters is dead. So, and 440 is pretty dead. So, yeah, it's going to make for a rainy night. Just me and Old Faithful laying here beside me. I got a large golden retriever, and he's just laying here with me. So, no biggie. Go ahead.
The Vicky person you're looking for, she's based out of the pier, because I think her old call sign used to be K8ZNT or X or something like that. But with the radio, I only got like a mobile station that I use as a base station for now. I got a couple file things and one Yaesu FT60R. I'm trying to get an antenna on my roof, so now I'm using a mag mount with a cookie sheet underneath it. And the weather isn't pretty rainy out here in Flint, so maybe that's disrupting the propagation of the signals around in this area. So maybe that's the idea of why people aren't on the radio, because they don't want to get a lightning strike on their antennas. Go ahead.
Heard any thunder, but it is raining. Not hard, just a nice little light rain. But it's some people, you're gun shy. It cost me dearly a couple, 20 years ago, I got a lightning hit. It took my 2-meter and my low band rig, and I wasn't even on them. It just hit the antenna and followed down, and I didn't have them disconnected, so it pretty much done all the damage. It was all unrepairable. But anyway, Patrick, I'm going to get out of here. The dog is wanting to do something, and it's probably to go outside because it's about time for him to be put on for the night, I guess you would say. So he gets antsy. He's got to go potty, so he's getting in the waltzing mode right now. So I guess I got to go let him out. It'll take me 5 minutes to get back up the steps, so... Yeah, he's a good old boy. He's 5 years old. Anyway, have a good day, Patrick, and thanks for letting me know there is life on 2 meters yet. And one of these days, get yourself a sideband rig, a little El Cheapo, and you can have a lot of fun on sideband, really, on this thing. Get on there with a horizontal radio, and you'd be surprised the places you can go with 10 watts that you can't seem to get to on FM, so without help from the repeater station. So I talked into Florida on 6 watts on sideband. So anyway, Epic, have a good night. Thanks for coming back. I wish you well and getting your license. N-A-G-Y-U. Bye-bye, Patrick, 7-3s.
All right, Rick, thank you, but there was a station that doubled on you earlier. Can that station come here? Well, nothing hurt. Well, Rick, you have a good weekend and enjoy your letting the dog out. This is KE8GTP. I'll be 7-3s and monitoring.
KE8GTP, this is KE8GTX.
That last station transmitted. Are you listening to somebody? This is KE8GTP.
Patrick, this is Terry. It's KE8ZTX.
How's it going, Terry, over there on the pier?
Yep, roger that. This is the other half of the Vicky and Terry show. I just heard you and Rick talking, and I just sat down and turned the radio on, and you're coming in quite well.
I think he's using one of the repeaters, but he was kind of scratchy on me at first, so I think he cleared his transmission through his repeater. So I was just answering his call, because he said it was pretty dead. I'm like, let me answer this guy, because it's not quite dead. Just people might be off the radio, because it's raining in my area. And it was lightning earlier, so maybe they don't want to get a lightning strike on their radio.
Yeah, it's not raining over here. I mean, I'm on the Lapeer repeater, and we haven't gotten the rain here yet. Last I looked, we weren't supposed to get it, but if you're getting it in Flint, we're going to get it here.
So how are you and your better half doing this Friday evening?
Quite well, actually. She retired for the evening. She was quite tired after working all day, and then we went and had a visit over at Woods and Waters over in Emily City and checked out that over there this evening, and came back and sat and relaxed for a while, and she says, I've had enough, I'm going to bed. So her dog has retired for the evening.
That's good to hear. Some people need to rest after working and get a hard day's work. Oh, what am I doing? I'm not really doing much. I was just monitoring the stations because I'm kind of bored sitting in the house being laid up for hernia. I had a hernia, I had it repaired, so I really ain't been picking up anything really. Because I'm bored around the house doing what I can.
Yeah, we've been trying to put our garden and greenhouse to bed and get that out of the way so we get a little more time to enjoy ourselves rather than just working away and putting up food for the winter. And that's just about over. So, and fortunately, we're getting into the weather that we both enjoy a great deal. I mean, tonight, you know, 55 degrees, it's great. We love that.
Myself, I prefer like 70 degrees with a light breeze. My wife prefers like 85 degrees and sunny. I can deal with the snow. Wife doesn't like the snow too much, but I don't mind the snow. But it is getting close to be the end of summer, and it's getting pretty chilly outside, so you'll need to bring a heavy coat in the car to go outside just in case. Yeah, I'm trying to get a diamond antenna on my roof eventually before the winter sets, and hopefully I can get that done.
Well, I got to tell you, I've got, right now, I'm using my HD, but I've got it hooked up to a Diamond 300 on my tower on the house, and it gets out there with, you know, it's 5 watts, it gets out there quite well. And I bought a Diamond 200 for portable use that I put on a telescoping flagpole, and it works great. So, yeah, if you can get one of those up there, you'll do quite well with it.
I'm hoping that friend I can get up a ladder and see how that goes. But other than that, I haven't got on HF yet because I ain't got my general. I'm still trying to work on my general. Even though people say I have access to the 6 meters and 10 meters, I don't have an HF rig yet. And the only base station I got is a UHF station right now. A handheld can do both VHF and UHF, but I only puts out 5 watts and it gets tiresome disconnecting and connecting it to the mag mount.
Well, I've been playing with antennas like crazy. I mean, Vicky's been more into getting on the radio, and I've been more with the hardware. And I've built a couple of HF antennas and, you know, NFED antennas and dipoles, and I just bought a portable vertical, and she's really into POTA, so she's been doing parts on the air and got 1,100, she's got all 50 states, and 1,100 and some contacts, and having a ball with it. And like I said, I'm more into the hardware end of it rather than the contact end of it. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
For you.
Attention, I was trying to break in.
No one's trying to break in. I'm just listening. I'm just wandering around. I let the dog out. It's Rick again, and GYU. I heard him say it's Vic's husband, and I wanted to say hi to it. Tell the old girl that's what happens when you break 25. You got to go to bed early. Yeah, you can tell her I said that from NAGYU.
Well, Rick, glad to hear you. Hope you're doing well after your surgery. Last time I heard you is when I told her you were calling out for her while I was in the mobile. And sounds like you're doing all right. And the girl is, she's an early retirer, but she's a very early riser. So that's kind of the way she's always been. But, yeah, she's doing well, and like I said, she's about to get ready to do some of the, what is it now? It's not the lighthouse, but I forget what it's called. She's looking to make contacts on here on Gus.
Yeah, she's having fun with that. I'm glad she's enjoying it. I don't even know how many thousands and thousands of contacts I've got, but I've been doing it for 20 years, so to me it's second hand anymore. I've been to France and Germany, Spain and Italy. I got the countries and the states, and good God, you know, when you first start out, it's a lot of fun trying to collect that stuff. It'll drive you nuts. But once you got them, then it's like, okay, I got that one. Oh, I got that one. I already done that. You know, so it's like, chit-chat locally, have fun. That's what I got into it for, was just to have fun. And the hardware end is exactly what I like, too. I do radios and build, I can't even tell you how many antennas that I've made and gave into young kids starting out, stuff like that, a piece of sheet metal and a couple pieces of wire, and away they go. Anyway, I didn't want to interrupt you two, but tell Vicky I said hi in the morning, and I will get out of everyone's hair. I'll go sit back here and finish watching what zombies Got another show on the zombies, or what is it, that island that they're looking for all the gold? They ain't never going to find that. Anyway, 7-3 to one and all, NNGYU.
Well, 7-3 to you too, Rick, and yes, you're absolutely right. They are never going to find gold there. They've been looking forever, and I think that's Oak Island.
Roger, roger.
Well, I won't keep you long, Terry, as well. I was just answering Rick's call, and it's good to see that gear out there as well as Vicky. I hope to see you guys on the meeting. I think it's upcoming this Tuesday, I believe. With that, if you have anything else, I'll listen, but I'm going to say 7-3 for now. This is K8ZTP. Clear.
Yeah, Patrick, we will see you Tuesday at the meeting. And 73 to you also. And have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you then.
Forget your call.
KE8,
ZTX, clear. Is it Terry? KE8 what?
KE8, ZTX.
Okay, I had to mark you down and put a little heart between you and Vic.
Well, if you'd like to say hi, she just got back up because she heard me down here talking.
That's something. They're amazing how their eyes come awake when there's something going on the radio. Sure, I'll talk to her for a minute. I'm doing nothing but watching stupid stuff anyway. My dog's been out. Now he's laying here right in front of me, beside me, I guess you'd say, beside me, and snoring away. He's got his midnight run down, and oh well, he's happy now.
ALC. Good evening, Rick. I got concerned because I thought Terry was on the phone with his brother, and he never talks to his brother this late at night. I was hoping nothing was wrong. So, but no, this is a pleasant surprise. How are you this evening?
I am just fine. I, as I say, I snuck down here earlier, and I've been watching that island show on there. They're looking for gold. It's running continuous. My dog decided to follow me down. When it comes time for him to go outside, he comes to me. And he's back in and down here at my feet now. So he's watching TV in the basement with me and talking on the radio. It's raining here, or it was 30 minutes ago. Not hard, just a nice gentle rain. Good for the garden. And I heard your husband say you're doing your canning and stuff now. I don't know what all you're doing, but we've done our tomatoes and peppers and so on, what I could do with them now that it's a little rougher for me to pick stuff up and carry it. But we still got about 30 quarts, I think we got, and we still got some from 4 years ago that's sitting in the deep, dark dungeon down here where it's nice and cool and dark, so they like it, and it makes great tomato sauce. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a pile of tomatoes I got to do tomorrow, and I'm going to put my white grapes and get my grape juice made tomorrow at the same time, so I've got my work cut out for me. We blew the day off today. Went to the chiropractor down in Sterling Heights, and then had co-op today, and then we decided to go over to Emory City to the outdoor weekend, and we always like that. I always like the puppy tent, but no, I'm back at the grind tomorrow. It's going to be another day. It's the kitchen witch. Go ahead.
Well, at least you're making white wine, it sounds like. That's always a pleasure, and I used to go to the Woods and Water Show all the time. In fact, I have a picture. I have to get it and see if I can put it online here. With me and in my outfit as one of the mountain men, and it was that's been, I don't know, 20 years ago now. Big bushy beard, all buckskin. My muzzle loader before they got crazy on guns and knives in the show, and believe me, I fit the part really, really well. And I said, yep, I had to fly in from Alaska, and I actually had some people believe in that, even though it was a lie. But it was, it brought a lot of laughs to the kids. I had them coming up to touch the buckskins and so on. Even the adults were amazed. And the rifle I have is it's a monster. It's a 54 caliber, but it's one that I made. It weighs almost 14 pounds, inch and an eighth barrel, and it takes 200 grains of powder to fire it right, because I made a mistake when I ordered the barrel blank. I ordered a 1 in 90 twist, and that's too slow to spin around ball right, so I paid for it in the expense of having to put twice the powder in to make it do what I want it to do. Sounds like one of the cannons going off down in Detroit.
Now, were you part of that whole reenactment thing that they do over there? They were just setting that up when we were getting ready to leave, so we didn't get to see any of that.
30 years ago I was. 20 years ago, I guess it's been. Maybe a little more than that. Yes, I was. And it was fun. I mean, you had to do certain things and set your traps up, and wanted you to put your wigwams up and bring some untreated leather for tanning and so on and so on, and scraping it. And it was a lot of fun. The wife would dress up in her bonnets and, you know, authentic 1800s type clothing was what you had to use. Yeah, it was part of me back way back.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. I like to see how people do things the old-fashioned way. Still do some of that myself, actually. But, hey, and I was going to ask you a question. We were talking a while back, and you had mentioned that your doctors were down in the Troy area, and you just kept them because, you know, why change? Now, did you guys used to live down in Troy?
Yes, for about 40 years before I retired. And we lived up here before I retired. I retired in 2010. And let me see, I worked for the government for almost 46 years, 48 years, so I kind of started there. My wife actually got me in there. I started as a custodian for the government, and I just kept getting higher and higher and higher, and I retired as a manager. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time down there, but it wasn't for back. It was just my doctors was down there. I never had back issues. And then after I retired and breaking my back, and before that, I started having major back problems. So, but chiropractors was a no-no for me. It's my two other doctors said, don't ever go to a chiropractor.
So whereabouts in Troy did you live? That's where Carrie and I came from.
Well, we was in Ferndale, actually, just a little bit south of Troy. Closer to 10 Mile, and been so long ago I can't remember the cross street. Not far from Woodward. It was a little bit west of Woodward, and about 10 Mile down there in the, they called it the RB district, the Ritzy Bitsy, you know, which was a lie.
Okay, yeah, we were up by 16 Mile and Rochester Road area.
Yeah, he was a little north of me. This was Pleasant Ridge I was in. And a beautiful home, all natural woods, and four big, huge bedrooms, It's a great house, but it was time to go. I got it for a pretty good price, and when it came time to go, I made a pretty good price on it. I made a good killing, enough to buy this place and pay for it. And this place ain't much, but it's home. And now she's talking about moving further north. It's getting too populated here. She wants to go further, maybe north of St. Helen or Indian Rivers, where I would want to be. But, you know, somewhere up further north where it's quiet and I can have horses.
She's a woman after my own heart, although I'd be perfectly happy up in the UP, to tell you the truth. I love it up there, and, yeah, it's pretty populated. When we bought our place, we were the only people around, and we'd be lucky to see three cars in one day, and now it's like three cars every 30 seconds. It's just built up so much around here, and, no, I'd be perfectly happy in the UP, to tell you the truth.
I can't blame you at all, and I wouldn't mind that either. My sister lives up there. She's a school teacher. She teaches on the Indian reservation. Well, I don't know if it's in reservation, but she teaches Indian kids. And boy, you talk about a wild group of people. Oh my God, it's fun. And there's nothing up there yet. You get off a 2 up there, and my God, there's nothing yet. But the winters are really bad up there, so I got trapped up there. I was, after I got out of the service, and I didn't have my head screwed on right at that time. And I got back out of the service in Nam and came back and got on my motorcycle and just kept driving up there. And I ended up going off the road and off the 2 by Blaney Park up there. And it snowed the night before. As I got there, it was starting to snow, so I made a lean-to and brought all my military training to hat, and I had a 22 pistol and a little 22 Ruger rifle, and got me a rabbit and started cooking on my own. And I stayed there for a while. Let me get some time here. Hang on. And I got made my dinner, and then the snow kept coming, and pretty soon I'm on an old Harley Davidson, and that snow that was supposed to be flurries, I thought, turned out to be about 2.5 feet. And luckily, one of the state troopers seen smoke from my fire and drove back in there to come and see what that was about. He gave me a ride to town, and we bought groceries, and he took me back to my lean-to, I guess you'd say, and then he kept an eye on me from that point. I was there for under 2 months, a month and a half anyway. Got my battery charged up on my bike when the snow kind of melted, and wished him well, and he was a sergeant in the Michigan State Police in the Upper Peninsula Post, and I'll never forget old Harry. He's gone now, but he was a heck of a guy. He saved my bacon. But anyway, it's one of them things where you just, you know, after that, I kind of got straightened around again, I guess, and everything seemed to be fine, yo.
Well, that's quite a tale. You were up there in the wintertime for 2.5 months?
Yep, I certainly was. And when time I go to town, I had a few shells, and, you know, it was fun. My lean-to kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and pretty soon I was in a 6-room mansion. Go ahead.
Well, at least you kept your busy. That's a good one. Well, I've never done anything that adventurous, but it sounds like you've lived a pretty full life.
Oh, yeah. Been in a few unpredictable circumstances, got in trouble with, and I should have gotten in trouble with, but, you know, not everybody, especially there, some of them is very unpredictable. They let their badge go to their head. And other ones are the guys you ever wanted to meet in the world. So I've been fortunate only to a couple bad ones. And luckily, one of the good ones came to my rescue from the bad one and got me out of something that I had nothing to do with, but it's because I was on a motorcycle and looked raggedy and something that I haven't. He felt that I was the one that done the problem, and it wasn't me that did it, but got nailed for it, supposedly, so. They fixed it and got me out of there. No problemo, but I got scared of rabbits, bull, and every time I'd go to town, I'd get 10 pounds of hamburger, and he'd lend me his money for that food, and I paid him back every cent. I kept a log of it. One had borrowed 10 bucks or 20 bucks, and I ended up paying him back after I got ready to leave. So I went to the post and left him, plus a tip. I said, here's the tip. It'll be $150, I think it was. And the government paid to him and left him $20 tip. He tried to track me. Like, I know what he's trying to pay that back. I was taking it in.
Hey, Rick, I'm losing you. The signal's getting really bad, and I only caught about three-quarters of that. It kept clicking off and on, off and on, off and on, so I don't know what's going on there. NAVLC.
Oh, I don't either. Just it's not hot. It's still running cool. So, why is she? Running very much power, though. Don't know why I should be dropping. I just got it.
Yeah, that was, I didn't catch most of that, Rick. I'm really sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Yep, I don't either, because you're coming in 100%. And I'm on the vertical. Okay, I don't know where the repeater is, but I'm basically facing west right now on it, so I think you're a little more to the up-in-the-air type stuff, but we'll see.
Well, that came through just fine.
That could be the antenna. I might have an antenna issue. I'm not going to say I don't. I haven't been up there, of course. I can't get up there because I can't get my feet raised between the rungs on the ladder. But that's something I get one of my sons up here and let them go up and investigate it. But it really shouldn't be a problem because I can get a varied signal up here, so I don't know why.
Well, that's what sons are for. So, yeah, get one of them up there and, you know, have them check everything else. But no, the last couple of transmissions were much, much better.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe because I went to the beam or the power, I don't know which. Turn the power back down and put it back into the 4. Okay, there's 4 watts again on a different antenna. It could be the antenna. It's been up there for quite a few years. I don't know. It's hard to say. Radio is something that will drive you nuts. And just when you think you got it all fixed and working 100%, you're only working 20%, and it's ready to fall down and you don't know it. I like building verticals and stuff. Hustler 6-bander I put in, I don't even remember, 15 years ago. It's still on the original coax buried in the ground. and one day I couldn't transmit at all, and it turns out that the mice, well, I ain't going to say mice, other things that can't see, they make burrows and tear your yard up. Well, they got in there and started chewing on my coax and ate pieces of it and got into the copper jacket, and then they got into the foam, and then they got into the insulation, or to the main antenna wire, and I guess there was a dead mouse, not a mouse, one of them rodents anyway. It was dead where he took a bite out of it, and I must have been on the radio. He won't be biting any more antennas, though.
Believe it or not, that last storm that we had blow through that I thought was going to take down all the trees. In fact, I think a lot of people lost their power. You know, we had disconnected our radio, and I have not been on my radio since, which is highly unusual for me. But that's just how busy we've been trying to put this garden to rest. And I want to get on this weekend, so I don't know. We'll see if I'm lucky enough to grab an hour or two. There's a couple of things that I'd like to accomplish, but we'll see. Like I say, this is the first I've been on the radio in over a week.
Well, your husband's probably saying, good, I finally get to get on the radio. Yeah, I was listening to him. He says he's not one to, not so much the talker, but the repair person, and that's a good for him. That's when I jumped in there and said, good for you. That sounds a lot like me. But my wife could care less about the radio. She thinks it's a dumb hobby. And I said, well, I should say the same thing about sewing, shouldn't I? Because she sews. She's an embroiderer and makes purses and sells them and stuff. And although hers hobby makes money, my hobby costs money. But it's nevertheless, it's my hobby. I think she's up there sewing now. I probably come through her television or something, although I doubt it on 4 watts. But that's why I'm keeping it turned down. I don't have the amp or anything on. Anywho, Vic, go back to sleep. You got a busy day tomorrow. Tell Terry I said good night to him, too. It's been a pleasure meeting him, talking to him, and you, as usual. You have a marvelous night. And I will get out of here and go watch the Oak Island and see if they found their gold yet, which is never going to happen, I don't think. Not since I know they got a new season coming up, so I know they're good for another 13 episodes or so. Anyway, it's either that or The Walking Dead, and that's another funny show. Anyway, I'll say 7-3 is Vic. You have a marvelous night. Terry, you too, if you're listening. N-A-D-L-C, N-A-G-U-I-U. Bye-bye. 7-3 is.
Yes, I was knackered by the end of this evening, but I'm glad I woke back up. So 7:30, have a great weekend. It's supposed to be a good one, and we'll talk again soon. Good night.
W8SFR, mobile and monitoring. W8 FFR, mobile and monitoring.